Feel like it's been a freezing cold week, and it feels like that January like lull that you're in, like post holidays in January and February, went into full effect this week.
Yeah,
that's why we do the best thing someone said to you this week. We let Kevin play you the big harp. Sounds beautiful. And then we just look back at the week and we go, what's one good thing that someone happened? We use that momentum into the weekend and we do the best thing someone said to you this week. If you want to share your wins with us, 314-531-9898. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
So it kind of involves all of us, actually. This week we all did like a team bonding thing at work. And the best thing that someone said to me was while we were there, just like the collective laughs that we all shared together outside of work. It was one of those things where I kind of had anxiety going into it because it was in the middle of the day. It was post show. It was literally the coldest day of the year. It was, you know, I wasn't necessarily looking all that much forward to it. But then we ended up going there and laughing and playing games together. And it ended up being so much fun.
Oh, Hannah, sounded like a Hallmark movie. The laughter that echoed through the hallways of the game show battle room. Or laughs I'll never forget.
All the points we won.
Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
You know, I'm going to just jump on that same bandwagon primarily.
The laughter
because,
got you too, huh?
No, not just the laughter. The best thing someone said to me was, hey, your team, Team Red, won
the
game show battle round.
Kevin was the only one on the show that was on Team Red, and he got like a mini trophy. Congratulations, bro.
The rest of us got a ribbon that said, I tried.
Yeah. AB loved it. Yeah.
Alex.
That's funny. Well, I mean, I was going to go something else, but you guys both, I guess, complimented me in a way because I organized the
air,
so that was
You're
nice.
Not wrong.
But earlier this week, I was in a meeting. And a friend of mine, sales team, Judith was sitting behind me in a sales meeting. And at the end of the meeting, she comes up to me. She goes, hey, I just had to tell you that when you are 40 years old, you just got to really know your salt and pepper hair. You are going to be smoking hot.
Future Alex is going to be a hottie.
And when Judith told me that, I was like, all right, let's go.
There you
go.
Someone just, even if someone just tells you you're having a good hair day, it feels good. But Judith told you you're having a good hair day like years from now.
Right.
That's
a compliment.
She's like, exactly.
You'll take with you for the next decade.
Exactly.
AB?
I think for me, so I went with some friends to see Six the Musical at the Fox, and my friend Molly sent in our like little girls group chat this morning a link to Mean Girls the Musical that's coming to the Fox in a couple months, and she was like, so are we going? And so now all of my friends are like hopping on the musical train.
Oh God, AB's just excited that her friends are on musical.
I'll compliment AB here because, you know, she had talked about Six. I didn't really, you know that much about it, and my goodness. Overwhelmed with just pure excitement and entertainment when I saw it because it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I've never seen Alex so happy.
So happy.
Hype is real.
Hype is real. For me, I posted something on social media that said like I have the to-do list like that is like literally a mile long. And it really is. I feel like we're doing a bunch of home repairs. Everyone always has a million things going on and juggling a lot. But my daughter like fell asleep on me and she was like cuddled up to the side and I was just going to move her and let her just, you know, fall asleep and I was going to get some stuff done. And I just sat there for a second and I said, screw it. I'm just going to lay with her and cuddle with her. And that moment could have been the best thing someone said to me. But AB's like bestie of all time, Elizabeth reached out to me and just said, hey, this makes me really happy. Your kids will appreciate this and these type of moments. You're a great dad.
Wow.
Yeah, and the fact that she reached out to me, like this is AB's best friend, reaching out to me and just saying that and just saying soak up those moments with your kid meant the world to me. So your best friend, Elizabeth, was the best thing someone said to me, AB.
Wow.